I couldn't believe the Sixers' bravado. Why would they be dumb enough to attack a room full of high-level gunters on their own turf? They might kill a few of us, but they were going to lose some or all of their own avatars in the process. And for what? Then I realized that most of the Sixers' incoming fire seemed to be directed at me and Artemis. They were here to kill the two of us. The news that Artemis and I were here must have already hit the news feeds. And when Sorrento had learned that the top two gunters on the scoreboard were hanging out in an unshielded PvP zone, he must have decided that it was too juicy a target to pass up. This was the Sixers' chance to take out their two biggest competitors in one shot. It was worth wasting 100 or so of their highest level avatars. I knew my own recklessness had brought them down on us. I cursed myself for being so foolish. Then I drew my blasters and began to unload them at the cluster of Sixers nearest me, while also doing my best to dodge their incoming fire. I glanced over at Artemis just in time to see her incinerate a dozen Sixers in the space of 5 seconds, using balls of blue plasma that she hurled out of her palms while ignoring the steady stream of laser bolts and magic missiles ricocheting off her transparent body shield. I was taking heavy fire, too. So far, my own body shield was holding up, but it wasn't going to last much longer. Failure warnings were already flashing on my display, and my hit point counter was starting to plummet. In seconds, the situation escalated into the largest confrontation I'd ever witnessed, and it already seemed clear that Artemis and I were going to be on the losing side. I noticed that the music still hadn't stopped. I glanced up at the DJ booth just in time to see it crack open as the great and powerful Og emerged from within. He looked really, really annoyed.
"You jerks think you can crash my birthday party?" he shouted.
His avatar was still wearing a mic, so his words blasted over the club's speaker array, reverberating like the voice of God. The melee seemed to halt for a split second as all eyes turned to look at Og, who was now floating at the center of the dance floor. He stretched out his arms as he turned to face the onslaught of Sixers. A dozen tines of red lightning erupted from each of Og's fingertips, branching out in all directions. Each tine struck a different Sixer avatar in the chest while somehow arcing harmlessly around everyone else. In a millisecond, every single Sixer in the club was completely vaporized. Their avatars froze and glowed bright red for a few seconds, then simply vanished. I was awestruck. It was the most incredible display of power by an avatar I'd ever seen.
"Nobody busts into my joint uninvited," Og shouted, his voice echoing through the now silent club. The remaining avatars, the ones who hadn't fled the club in terror or been killed in the brief battle, let out a victorious cheer. Og flew back into the DJ booth, which closed up around him like a transparent cocoon.
"Let's get this party going again, shall we?" he said, dropping a needle on a techno remix of Atomic by Blondie. It took a moment for the shock to wear off, but then everyone started to dance again. I looked around for Artemis, but she seemed to have vanished. Then I spotted her avatar flying out of the new exit the Sixer attack had created. She stopped and hovered outside a moment, just long enough to glance back at me.